As Channel 9's cameras and thousands of Sydney Cricket Ground spectators fix their gaze upon Shane Warne, Glenn McGrath and Justin Langer, Ponting let himself go. He did so in a way he would not allow himself again until the moment of his retirement from the Australian team 6 years later. The tears were for plenty of reasons, not least the joy and relief at having accomplished the return of the Ashes in the most definitive fashion. But the abiding emotion was sadness at the loss of four men who had underscored almost 15 years of Australian domination. The fourth, Damien Martin, was soon to join the team in the dressing room. It was the 5th of January 2007. "I bawled my bloody eyes out," Ponting told McGrath's biographer Daniel Lane. "I did my best to keep clear of the media so they didn't pick it up. When I ran out on the field, it hit me. That would be the last time I'd be out on the ground with McGrath, Warne and Langer. It was over." Warne was the once-in-a-lifetime spin-bowling maestro, without whom Australia's unbroken years of success could never have been contemplated, let alone achieved. McGrath was a proud member of an Australian pace bowling lineage and the pragmatic counterpoint to Warne's sorcery. Martin, part of the rich Australian batting vein that also included Ponting and Hayden, had been a top six contributor to the twin subcontinental triumphs of 2004, considered the peak Test match achievements of the era. And Langer stood as the least gifted but the most determined of them all, custodian of the team's song and much of its spirit.